because of the abortion clinic lawsuits, I could only make minimum wage for the first, for actually the next 20 years. We thought it would be 10 years. But one of the great blessings out of that was that before this whole thing happened, anticipating it could happen, we committed to giving away 100% of the royalties from my books. And by the way, as soon as that happened, I mean, within a month or two of making that decision as an irrevocable decision, I mean, we could, I say irrevocable, we could have, and our board actually encouraged us to, well, take the royalties now once you got out from under the lawsuit, because, mm-hmm. you know, that you earned them, they belong to you. And my feeling was, you know, if it's not broke, don't fix it, mm-hmm. you know, because we're supporting ministries all over the year. World with millions of dollars that have come. The books have sold over 12 million copies now. It's just what God intended to do and designed to do. It's Romans 8:28 in reality, where, you know, in retrospect, you see how God causes all things to work together for good. Yet when those things are happening, of course, and there's even things, and I'm sure in your case, where even in this life, we will never understand the fullness of it. But I think we will one day in his presence, and he'll explain to us and lay out things to us, which now, even if he told us, probably wouldn't make sense to us.
Yeah. Wow. You know, this is interesting. I was not planning on camping here at all, but now that you're saying this right here, it part of that transition of going from a local church pastorate to kind of an itinerant thing, there is a sense of feeling like, how in the world is my family going to be provided for? Right. And so you can very easily in your heart begin to close your hands around resources out of a scarcity mentality. Hmm. And what an amazing thing, just to kind of comment on the fact that you guys made this decision, okay, we're just going to give away all of these royalties, and then the Lord just opens up the floodgates, almost as if he's looking for someone who's just open-handed, going, where can I dump my resources that it's not going to wind up being a reservoir? It's going to be actually a river that flows into kingdom work. And you guys have been that conduit.
Well, and it's been such an incredible blessing, David, because over the years, you know, we thought about, okay, so if I was, the reason I was writing books is to be used of God to change people's lives, to get an eternal perspective. That's why we named our ministry what we did. And that itself would be a great reward. Mm-hmm. But then he doubled that blessing and reward, because every dime of royalties that we make has gone into God's kingdom. Wow. And it's been amazing. Now our ministry now is the recipient of 10% of those royalties, and then we give away the other 90%. But none of it's coming to us, and that's actually a very freeing thing. God has provided. I mean, our kids go to, I mean, our oldest daughter went off to a Christian college, and anybody knows that any Christian liberal arts college anywhere is extremely expensive.
Yes.
And we're going, okay, so her annual tuition is more than my salary. So how does that even work, that we could possibly be doing this? And yet through scholarships and all kinds of other things, God just did what he did. Wow. And the figures just did not add up. But that's a beautiful thing that God does. So,
man,